People Worthwhile. Wednesday, April 24th, 1912. Houston. Houston, Texas Chronicle. Abdu'l-Bahá, the Persian prince and scholar, who is the interpreter and leader of the Baha'i sect, a movement that proposes to unite all religions and thus inaugurate the dreamed-of era of universal peace, is expected to receive the homage of his American followers at the American Convention of the Baha'i Sect, scheduled to open today in Chicago. Abdu'l-Bahá, which is a title signifying servant of God, comes to America to carry on the propaganda of the new faith and to address the peace conference at Lake Mohonk, New York, next month. Although it was founded only 68 years ago, Baha'ism now has 15 million adherents scattered throughout the world, several hundred thousand of whom are in the United States and Canada. Abdu'l-Bahá succeeded to the leadership of the sect 20 years ago on the death of Baha'u'lláh, his father, who was the illumined one of Baha'ism and was known as the glory of God. Brotherhood and peace between men and the nations are the central dogmas of the teaching of Abdu'l-Bahá. Already they have had effect in the constitutional movements in Persia and Turkey, where Baha'ism is rapidly gaining ground. Because of their propaganda, which was considered by the fanatical Muslims to constitute an attack on their religion, Abdu'l-Bahá and his father were imprisoned for nearly half a century. When Muhammad Ali began preaching the doctrines of Baha'ism in 1844, he soon found a devoted adherent in the wealthy Prince of Nur, one of the most influential of Persians and a descendant of the ancient royal family of that country. When the prince was recognized as Baha'u'lláh, the expected one, the glory of God, he was thrown into prison and all his property was confiscated. From the wealthiest man of Persia, he became its most miserable. But his faith in the new dispensation never wavered, and it was fully shared by his son, the present Abdu'l-Bahá. Abdu'l-Bahá was only 9 years old when he was deprived of the luxuries and pleasures of the palace and thrown into a dungeon at Akka, perhaps the most loathsome prison in the world. He was about 60 when he was released. Although deprived of all formal education, Abdu'l-Bahá was taught by his father, and this fitted him to become a worthy successor. Abdu'l-Bahá, with his wonderfully penetrating eyes, his wealth of silvery hair and long white beard, and his thoughtful and philosophic air, would be a striking figure if clad in conventional garb.